Gods in Exile by Heinrich Heine. I'm speaking here of that metamorphosis into demons which the Greek and Roman gods underwent when Christianity achieved supreme control of the world. The superstition of the people ascribed to those gods a real but cursed existence, coinciding entirely in this respect with the teaching of the Church. The latter by no means declared the ancient gods to be myths, inventions, or falsehood and error, as did the philosophers, but held them to be evil spirits, who through the victory of Christ had been hurled from the summit of their power and now dragged along their miserable existences in the obscurity of dismantled temples or in enchanted groves, and by their diabolic arts, through lust and beauty, particularly through dancing and singing, lured to apostasy unsteadfast Christians who had lost their way in the forest. I will remind the reader that the perplexities into which the poor old gods fell at the time of the final triumph of Christendom, that is, in the 3rd century, offer striking analogies to former sorrowful events in their god lives. For they found themselves plunged into the same sad predicament in which they had once before been placed in that most ancient time, in that revolutionary epoch when the Titans broke loose from their confinement in Orcus, and piling Pelion on Ossa, scaled high Olympus. At that time, the poor gods were compelled to flee ignominiously and conceal themselves under various disguises on earth. Most of them repaired to Egypt, where, as is well known, for greater safety, they assumed the forms of animals. And in a like manner, when the true Lord of the universe planted the banner of the cross on the heavenly heights, and those iconoclastic zealots, the black band of monks, hunted down the gods with fire and malediction and razed their temples, then these unfortunate heathen divinities were again compelled to take flight, seeking safety under the most varied disguises and in the most retired hiding places. Many of these poor refugees, deprived of shelter and ambrosia, were now forced to work at some plebeian trade in order to earn a livelihood. Under these circumstances, several whose shrines had been confiscated became woodchoppers and day labourers in Germany and were compelled to drink beer instead of nectar. It appears that Apollo was reduced to this dire plight and stooped so low as to accept service with cattle breeders. And as once before he had tended the cows of Admetus, so now he lived as a shepherd in Lower Austria. Here, however, he aroused suspicion through the marvellous sweetness of his singing, and being recognised by a learned monk as one of the ancient magic-working heathen gods, he was delivered over to the ecclesiastical courts